This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that is doubly proud and suitably proud of its strong, healthy, productive, and solid families. That's part of what Americans have always attempted to achieve, to build homes, to raise children. So what happens when it all goes wrong? When children find themselves in dangerous circumstances with parents who are abusive or irresponsible or incapable of providing any kind of suitable parental care. And that's one of the issues that Naomi Schaefer Riley of the American Enterprise Institute, where she is a senior fellow, has been writing about and thinking about and talking about. She has a important piece in the Wall Street Journal that she co-wrote. She is the author of many books. I'm very partial to her book from some years ago called God on the Quad, which was about the state of religion and our university campuses. She also wrote recently, and we had her on the air to talk about it, No Way to Treat a Child, which is about the foster care system in the United States and what happens to kids who need to be removed from the homes of their birth parents. There are 250,000 American children who enter foster care every year. Is that right, Naomi?
Yes, it is, Michael.
And most of the reasons, usually when they are taken away from wherever they are living and then placed in foster care, what's the reason for it most commonly?
So most commonly, it's known as neglect. Neglect is really, though, often due to substance abuse. I have made the case that I think addiction, substance abuse, and mental illness are really the things that are driving the child welfare crisis in this country.
And so with that crisis, with 250,000 a year, they are staying, you argue, in foster care longer than they need to. Why is that?
Yeah. And longer than the federal government has said they should be. So what's happening is these kids are being taken into the foster care system, often as a result of severe abuse or neglect. Parents are unwilling or unable to provide them with any kind of supervision, medical care, you know, sometimes are physically abusive, sexually abusive. And then the state is sort of looking at the situation and saying, you know, the first goal is to figure out if there's a way to return these kids to their parents. And that's by law. I mean, we are trying to provide parents with any kind of rehabilitative services we can to try to bring this family back together because, you know, kids primarily should be with their parents if that's possible. What's happening, unfortunately, is that the state is sort of giving parents an infinite number of chances in order to rehabilitate. They're sort of saying the parents are the real victims here. They are suffering from poverty, unemployment, substance abuse, mental illness, and so we feel very badly for them, and I don't think that we should not. We definitely should, but that means that we should give parents as many chances as they need to get these kids back. So sometimes we try to reunify them, and we take the kids out again. We try to reunify them, we take the kids out again. Sometimes we don't think it's suitable at all to bring them back, but we think the sort of neutral position is just, oh, leave them in foster care because you don't really want to do the mean thing of having to sever parental rights. But unfortunately, you know, while you're leaving these kids in care, you know, their lives are going on and they're unable to form any real emotional attachments, to plan for the future, to have any kind of permanence. So the decision to leave them in foster care, which might seem on its face neutral, is actually a terrible decision for their future and for their development.
In terms of mostly this is governed by different state law, right? I mean, there are elements of federal law. Are there some states that handle this better than others?
Absolutely. And this is, so we have a new report up at the American Enterprise Institute. My co-author on the Wall Street Journal piece named Sarah Font actually formed a report card that ranks states by how long they leave kids in care and a variety of other things that speak to how much they value finding permanent homes for kids. So Utah actually ranks number one in terms of prioritizing permanence for kids. They have almost no kids who are in foster care longer than 18 months, which is according to the federal guidelines. Some states that rank at the bottom include Illinois and New York, which are leaving kids in care for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years. And one interesting thing also that we found was that a lot of people talk about racial disparities in foster care, that more black children are in foster care by proportion than white children. It turns out, though, for kids who are in care just a year or so, there's almost no racial disparities. But once you get into the sort of kids who are in care 3 or 4 or 5 years, a lot more black kids are in care. And what we found is that states are refusing to change those kids' plans to adoption. They're leaving them in care for a long time because essentially they don't want white parents to adopt them.
I see. So, again, to what extent are they permitted to make these judgments based on the issue of race?
So it's illegal for them to do so. The Multi-Ethnic Placement Act, which is a federal law passed in the mid-90s, said you cannot discriminate on the basis of race when it comes to placing children for foster care or adoption out of the foster care system. But, you know, a lot of these states are really, and the caseworkers and the family courts are really just sort of operating with their own kind of gut instincts. They don't think that this child belongs in this particular situation. What's amazing is that they will leave the kids in foster care of a white family for years at a time, but then will not let them adopt. So that is, you know, that speaks to the fact that they obviously think these are providing, you know, safe and appropriate homes for these kids, but they just don't want to pull the trigger and say, no, actually, this should be their permanent home and their permanent family, and give the kids the sense that, you know, they can really settle in and understand that this is going to be their forever family.
When you talk about forever family, do you have some indication of the percentage, how frequently it does become a forever family, and that e-adoption works well as intended with a loving home for the kids and parents who are take that role very seriously?
Well, I think it's hard to break it down by percentage. You know, there have definitely been stories recently about adoption dissolutions, and that definitely happens in a very small minority of cases. But one of the things that we can do to prevent that is not leaving kids in foster care and kind of bouncing them around the system for years at a time. So, you know, if you get a child who has, you know, been put into foster care, say, even since birth, because of a mother, you know, because of, say, substance exposure in the womb, and a mother who is addicted when the child is born, you know, if you decide that kid is not going to get to be adopted until they're 4 or 5, you know, that child has spent years of their lives kind of bouncing around, not being able to securely attach to an adult, and then finally finding a home for that child after years is very difficult. That child is probably going to have severe behavioral problems, mental health problems, and will have a lot of difficulty adjusting to that family if we leave them in the foster care system for too long.
It is, is there legislation pending now that could actually improve the situation?
Well, there is federal legislation, the Adoption and Safe Families Act, which was passed in 1997, and unfortunately it's not enforced. There are not enough teeth in the law. I think we need to put some more carrots and sticks in place. But the other thing that people should be wary about is that there are a whole group of activists who are trying to overturn the law so that there'll be no timelines at all. They have convinced people that the law itself is racist and just there to separate black families from their children. And so I think if people want to think about kind of solutions here, it's really kind of getting the state governments to put in place the policies that follow these federal guidelines. You know, Utah's leading the way, Arkansas is doing great. A lot of other states that you might not expect have really prioritized permanence for kids.
Let us hope there is more. Naomi Schaefer Riley, we've posted her work at michaelmedved.com. Thank you for bringing light to this issue. We will be right back on a continuing debates about pending indictments on the MedMed Show.
Can I just say that you do more for radio than what high definition will ever do for television?
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Call and throw my 2 cents in.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is continued conversation again about President Trump's pending indictment And everybody seems fairly certain that Alvin Bragg is going to proceed with that, despite the fact that there are many people on all sides of this issue who are suggesting that the idea of indicting him, and indicting him first on the issue of hush money to Stormy Daniels, is a terrible mistake. And one of the most eloquent pieces on this issue, well, first, there's President Trump's piece, and again, he is at the center of this controversy, so he should get his piece considered first. Last night, after midnight, it was late at night Eastern time, he sat down at Truth Social, and he made a series of comments, and the most controversial of those comments is the suggestion that filing charges against him could, quote, result in potential death and destruction for the country. And really? Here's what President Trump wrote at after 1 a.m. This morning. What kind of person, the former president wrote, can charge another person, in this case, a former president of the United States, who got more votes than any sitting president in history, and leading candidate by far for the Republican Party nomination, with a crime, capital C, when it is known by all that no crime has been committed, and also that potential death and destruction in such a false charge could be catastrophic for our country. Why and who would do such a thing? Only a degenerate psychopath that truly hates the USA. So he's calling the elected prosecutor in New York a degenerate psychopath who truly hates the USA. Over at The Hill, they report that the Post marked an escalation in Trump's barrage of attacks against Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, as the grand jury is weighing whether to indict Trump over hush money payments made to a porn star to keep quiet an alleged affair during the 2016 campaign. It is also likely to further fuel concerns that Trump is stoking violence ahead of potential changes. Is it stoking violence to say that it's going to cause, in such a case, and in such a false charge, could be catastrophic for our country? Are people so tremendously invested in this particular case? I mean, a case about a stolen election. This obviously roused tens of thousands of people to come to Washington on January 6th. It didn't go so well once they got there to Washington. But the idea that this is now needs to be resolved. There's a report from CNBC that there has been a death threat and powder sent to Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg after Trump warning of violence. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg was threatened with assassination in a letter containing non-hazardous white powder. The letter was received hours after President Donald Trump warned of a potential death and destruction if he is indicted in a criminal probe led by Bragg. The DA has presented evidence to a grand jury about a hush money payment by Trump fixer Michael Cohen to porn star Stormy Daniels shortly before the 2016 election contest against Hillary Clinton. It was shortly before people voted. It was right in the middle of the election contest. Look, what's fascinating to me about this is there's, in terms of the essential elements of these charges, which have nothing to do with the intimate nature of the alleged relationship with Stormy Daniels, who President Trump persists in calling horseface, and has to do with actual payment of money by Michael Cohen and the repayment of that money by Donald Trump, who classified it in an arguably inappropriate way. Peggy Noonan has a terrific piece today, and I don't always agree with Peggy, but I almost always do. And she writes in her piece, "We throw up our hands and ask, have we totally lost our marbles? An American grand jury is apparently about to criminally indict for the first time in history a former president of the United States. This is a weighty and meaningful act. It couldn't have more gravity. And so the charge will be falsely accounting for hush money paid to a porn star. One of the marks of personal maturity," she writes, "is a sense of proportion. A healthy democracy has a gracious sense of the rightness and wrongness of things and is alive to symbols and signs. Is this perhaps the wrong indictment to bring?" And her answer is, yes, absolutely, it's the wrong indictment to bring. "On and in the days leading up to January 6, 2021, writes Peggy Noonan, former aide to President Reagan, "Donald Trump encouraged and unleashed an assault on our Constitution. Before that, he appears to have waged a concerted and thuggish effort to overturn a Democratic outcome in the state of Georgia. For these things, he deserves it all. He deserves the indictment, the handcuffs, the mugshot, the hauling into court, the bail hearing. Georgia and January 6th are big and serious events, worthy of the strictest legal approach and subject to all legal remedies. These events are being investigated, the former through a state grand jury, the latter through a federal special counsel. You say, but these cases aren't ready. Then wait! Allow a serious process to play out seriously. Charging him in the Stormy Daniels case is below us. Thank you. Not below him. It's below us," she writes. "The subject matter is below us. The nature of the charges is below us. The players in the drama aren't people of import who stand for big things. They're not the fate of the Republic people. They don't have any size. They're tacky lowlifes doing tacky lowlife things. The case involves a questionable legal theory that depends on the testimony of Michael Cohen, who is half mad in his own right, and also, in the way, all close Trump advisors, in quotes, past and present, are half mad. They're money-addled, fame-addled, power-addled, screwball in their thinking." Ouch. "No one is above the law." True, and an important tenet of democracy. "But the nation is above, is not, but the nation, but no nation is above good judgment," she says. So, what is it that a number of Republicans say in regard to the ongoing drama, or should we say melodrama? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael MedVed.
You are such a riot.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update.
President Biden is in Ottawa addressing the Canadian Parliament after meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Biden said the two countries have no fundamental differences in their democratic values. It's looking like the grand jury that's investigating President Trump's alleged role in a hush money scheme will work into next week. Meanwhile, Republicans claim that an indictment and arrest would shake the public's trust in what is supposed to be a nonpartisan legal system.
That's a bad precedent for a district attorney to go after somebody who's already announced that they're running for president.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas, who is a former prosecutor, says that on the surface, it appears that the Manhattan District Attorney is merely seeking publicity. NBA superstar Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors is teaming up with the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. The council aims to promote healthy, accessible eating and physical activity for all Americans. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
On the Michael Medved Show, there has been a great deal of artistic work done on Truth Social on behalf of President Trump. And the forthcoming indictment that everybody expects, but nobody knows when, and nobody knows really if it is going to go forward. I, for one, agree with Peggy Noonan and hope that it doesn't, because, frankly, there are three other grand jury investigations going on, the one in Georgia about trying to overturn that election, the one about the documents that were found at Mar-a-Lago, and then the additional investigation of President Trump's role in encouraging the riots that have led to the guilty pleas or convictions of more than 500 people. This is more serious stuff than the hush money to a porn star. And again, would most Americans know what hush money was? Until you've actually thought about it or researched it. The material on Truth Social, which is striking, there's one piece that shows President Trump holding a baseball bat. And it doesn't look like he's about to hit someone, but it looks like he's about to step up to the plate, and he's holding the baseball bat. And if he actually swung that bat that he has in the still picture, it would hit the other side of a split-screen picture, where there's the face of Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan district attorney, who is at the center of this controversy, who Trump has called an animal, he did, and a degenerate, and an America hater. And then there's another photograph that shows Mr. Trump being overwhelmed by police officers who are grabbing him. This was actually generated by AI, and it shows him being arrested but being manhandled by a number of police officers. I'm not sure. I don't recognize the badges. I think they probably are New York police officers in this phony photograph. But is this meant to lead people to the death and destruction that he predicts is associated with his pending indictment? Concerning that indictment, this report from CNN, it says the Manhattan grand jury's investigation into former President Trump's hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels will extend into next week. Isn't that wonderful? Don't we have something to look forward to? Aren't you tired of this? I know. It is tiring. The Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office, which has been fairly quiet this week, said the public will know when prosecutors have concluded the probe. Law enforcement officials are preparing for the possibility of a decision from the grand jury next week, but are still waiting to hear from the District Attorney's office. Trump issued a scathing tirade, which we shared with you, against Bragg last night, claiming an indictment against him would lead to death and destruction. Meanwhile, there are comments about the politics of all this. Well, of course, it is political, and it's in the middle of a presidential campaign. He was commenting, Senator Tim Scott on Fox News, who... Actually, many of us, including James Carville, including Trey Gowdy, including all kinds of people who you wouldn't think would necessarily be on the Tim Scott fan club, have said this is the kind of more positive voice that the Republican Party needs right now. Not aggrieved and angry and incoherent, but somebody who's talking about how great America is and how great our opportunities continue to be. He was on Fox News with a formulation when he was asked to react to the Trump case in New York City. Clip three.
You know, one of the things I'd simply say is that red-on-red violence, so to speak, is something that the mass media enjoys. The road to socialism runs right through a divided Republican Party. So one thing we should do is make sure we keep our focus on the actual problem. That is President Biden. You think about D.A. Bragg from a local perspective. Here's a person who doesn't want to enforce any of the laws anywhere. Violent criminals running rampant. You see rapes are up significantly. Murders are up. Homicides. Carjackings, all up, up, up. The only thing he wants to do, it appears to me, is weaponize the law against his political enemies. That actually erodes the very foundation on which our legal system is built. We are the freest, fairest land the world has ever known. We should allow ourselves to make good decisions at the ballot box and actually eliminate folks like D.A. Bragg from being in office and using the laws of our country in such a way that leaves more people questioning whether or not we are the greatest country on earth.
Okay, that actually is very much in line with the way that Peggy Noonan finished her column, which I was sharing with you. It's a column that's due to appear tomorrow in the Wall Street Journal. She writes in her conclusion, whether indictment helps or hurts Mr. Trump's political prospects is irrelevant. We have to think more broadly than that. He has called on his supporters to arise and, do something. It's not quite clear what. He wants a big public reaction. Will he get it? I don't think he has that kind of juice anymore, says Peggy Noonan. His followers know what happened to the people he inspired to overrun the Capitol. They're in jail. Yeah, even though they got a visit today from Marjorie Taylor Greene. The question is, are we doing the wise thing? No, hold your fire. Save the mugshot for Georgia. Save the handcuffs for January 6th. Those were real offenses against the country, not Stormy Daniels, which was an offense against his wife. Look, it does seem that when you talk about this epical conflict where people, there's a piece that was posted by Juanita Broderick. Remember her? She was one of the first women who had charges against Bill Clinton's misbehavior and alleged attempted rape when he was Attorney General of Arkansas. But she posted this image, which is being made as a poster. It shows President Trump sort of as a medieval knight, and he's in front of the helicopter, and right next to him is, I think it's meant to be Aslan the lion, representing a godly figure from the Chronicles of Narnia. There's a big lion right next to him, and the inscription is the famous quote from Nietzsche, which that doesn't kill us makes us stronger. And whether this makes America stronger or President Trump stronger, one piece that I guess goes with that image, Elise Stefanik, the number three Republican in the House of Representatives, said this during an interview with Kimberly Guilfoyle, clip 7.
So they use the weaponization of these, whether it's the DA's office or the federal government and federal agencies, to go after innocent Americans. So I think it's really the epitome of the work that we're doing on this select subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government, because if they can go after President Trump, they can go after you. They can go after any American.
Well, again, isn't that the idea of a criminal justice system? But again, to suggest that President Trump, with all of the charges against him, represents the ultimate or the excellent example of an innocent American who has done nothing questionable or wrong. Okay, and what about DeSantis and foreign policy? There are some more switches and backs and forth. We'll get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
This may be the greatest movement in the history of our country.
The Michael Medved Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Medved. On the Michael Medved show, there is a puzzle, and it's one of those puzzles that I honestly don't think it has an immediate answer. When people ask about what happened to Jeb Bush, Jeb Bush was a great governor of Florida. I mean, people very far to the right will admit that. People very far to the left will even admit that. He was an enormously successful governor. He was the first two-term Republican governor of Florida ever. And he was enormously popular. He led the country in school choice and on other issues. Was an outstanding fiscal manager of the state and was also a fine environmental governor, with some care and concern about the Everglades and other ecological issues in Florida. And then he becomes a presidential candidate, and boom, it just one stumble after another. Please clap. Yes.
Please clap.
Right, there it is. Right.
Please
no,
clap.
And by the way, for people, if you know Governor Bush at all, he is a wonderful human being, and he is a great guy, and it just didn't work for him. And part of the problem was he had this fundamental problem of being asked questions about his brother. Was his brother right or wrong on the Iraq War? By the way, that's a question that people are still debating, not President Bush. He's entirely quiet about it, at the same time that Nick Kristof, who was on this show a couple of days ago, and others are saying, look, Nick Kristof said it, and it deserves repetition, is that George W. Bush, whatever you may feel about him, however much you may hate him for his leadership during the Iraq War or during the initial campaign in Afghanistan or any of that, Nick Kristof of the New York Times, somebody very much on the left, acknowledged that President Bush was responsible for the best presidential policy of his, Nick Kristol's, lifetime, which is a long time and includes a lot. Why? Because President Bush saved the lives of 25 million people with PEPFAR, which was the presidential engagement for the initiative for the treatment of AIDS and AIDS relief. And the material, by the way, there's a terrific video essay that's posted on our website if you want to look at that. In any event, the difficulty for Jeb was that he was asked about a key question. Did your brother do the right thing or the wrong thing to take America to war in Iraq? And by the time that campaign had come along, the campaign of 2016, most Americans thought the Iraq war was a mistake. And he couldn't say that easily because his brother and because it's, well, in any event, he bumbled and fumbled and stumbled over that issue. And his campaign never got back on key. Now, is it the same kind of thing with Ron DeSantis and his inability to get a clear line on Vladimir Putin? Who knows? But I will tell you, he was doing an interview with Eric Bolling, Governor DeSantis. He's still out there selling his book. At least that's what he's supposed to be happening. And here is what they talked about in terms of weakening Putin. Clip 9.
They're constantly talking about this being as something that we have to have an open-ended blank check policy for. You want to weaken Putin? Why don't you permit more gas pipelines here in the United States? Why aren't we drilling for more oil here in the United States? I mean, I think that would really do more to weaken him than anything these folks are cooking up. And then I also think you have to look at, you know, if you're sending all this stuff over, which for what's essentially a stalemate in those areas, what is that doing to our current weapons stockpiles here in the United States? And the fact of the matter is they're declining. And so that impacts our ability to respond to threats other places in the world. My view in terms of U.S. national security is that our number one threat by far is China.
Okay. And again, Gordon Chang was just on the show before. If you want to contain China, undermine China and undermine their ambitions to destroy and hurt the United States, then what you need to do is to make sure Russia does not win in Ukraine, that they lose in Ukraine. They deserve to lose. And you're talking about atrocities and war crimes that are being committed every day by an evil empire. And then here is, again, Governor DeSantis now taking back and forth, now taking a more anti-Ukraine position than before. This is the governor of Florida with Eric Bolling. Listen. Clip 5.
You have Ukraine and Russia fighting over kind of the borderlands there in the far eastern part of Ukraine and over places like Crimea. And my position on that is, you know, I care more about securing our own border in the United States than I do about the Russia-Ukraine border. And it seems like the establishment, some of the people that you mentioned, they ignore the problems that we have here at home as Americans.
Okay, to say that, to take that position, to use that line, that the idea that the United States should not do a better job with border security, of course we should. And we do need to reform the entire mess of an immigration system that we have that isn't working. But he's not talking about that. He's just playing a rhetorical trick. Now, there was a conversation between Ari Melber of NBC and James Carville. And James Carville, sure, he's a raging Cajun and he's a Democrat, but he's somebody who knows campaigns, and he said this about what happened to DeSantis. This is clip 14.
Do you see DeSantis and these other folks stepping up and using this more, or that's dicey for them because it cuts both ways?
You know, DeSantis proves the wisdom of Mike Tyson. Everybody got a plan, you hit them in the mouth.
That guy, he doesn't know whether to wind his rear, scratch his watch. And he tried to play in a league that he can't play in.
Hmm.
And that's pretty evident. I mean, he's a confused guy. And, you know, Trump hit him in the mouth, and he lost his plan. He just went totally off key. So my hat's off to Iron Mike.
My hat's off to Iron Mike. Well, there was more about the Ari Melber asking Carville about the Stormy Daniels case and whether that's partisan overreach. By the way, there are people who think Stormy Daniels' case will help Trump. There are some people who think it will hurt Trump. Nobody thinks it's going to help DeSantis. This is, again, James Carville on Stormy Daniels.
What do you say to, I imagine you disagree, I can't predict, but I imagine you might disagree, but what do you say to Republicans who say, oh, well, we're going to do what Clinton did in 98 and say, hey, the whole system turned against them, they overdid it on Trump. What do you say to that?
Well, if Bragg is as creepy as Ken Starr, then it'll work, but I don't see any evidence that he's creepy on that kind of level. I mean, Ken Starr was the perfect foil. And it was, at the end of the day, it was about sex, to be brutally honest. If Trump would have had sex with Stormy Daniels, by the way, a native of Baton Rouge, I might add, and there wasn't a payment in October of an election year that was, as I understand it, you know, we're going to know the facts. Assuming this indictment comes, I think it's going to be pretty detailed, and I wouldn't be surprised if we surprised at it. But if Mr. Bragg is as big a creep as Mr. Stahl was, they might have a fruitful line of argument here. But I don't think that's remotely the case, nor is Ms. Wilson, Fulton County, nor is Mr. Jack Smith. That's a world... What a difference, yeah.
Okay, again, the nasty comments about the late Ken Starr, who actually was a devoted and honorable public servant. Again, it's maybe to be expected from somebody who was kind of the brains behind the initial Clinton campaign, but unfair. Coming up on The Medved Show, there are a couple of thriller movies. One of them, I think it's the greatest film released this year from Estonia. I know it, and it stars Kate Bosworth. And there's more. And coming up, including the meaning of tattoos for your health in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.